What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. It's been a while, but I said when I come back, I'm going to come back strong. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even saying strong. I'm just going to come back strong. And I put the phone call out, and look who's here next to me. Introduce yourself. You don't have to,
it's
but you could.
It's the OG Nightly in the building. Y'all should know who I am. You know what I'm saying? I got the little weave braids right now, but.
You got the Meek Mills?
The Meek Mills.
They ain't the Meek Mills because this shit used to be fuzzy sometimes.
Yeah.
Your shit is done.
Nah, but in about 2-3 days, because I don't like sleeping with a scarf, it's going to be, I call them my Jim Jones. So they go from like nice to Meek Mills to Jim Jones.
Got you.
Time to do it over.
But I know you as a different name because, you know, mm-hmm. me and you go way back on the AIM. Remember mm-hmm. that? T-Pearls. When did the transition come from T-Pearls to Nyla?
Well, T-Pearls to Nyla came when that money started coming in. When I started stripping and I went to work and I was like, hey, so should I be T-Pearls or Nyla? And the house mom was like, T-Pearls ain't gonna work here, baby. You should be Nyla. So then I went with Nyla, whatever. And I always wanted Nyla because New York always, NYA.
Oh, see.
So that's when it transitioned because T-Pearls was my teenage celebrity thing. Like when I was out, you know, running around.
That's the MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace days. Yeah. Like when I was running around with Rich Mo, DJ Webstar, even Young B, stuff like that. So, you know, that died once I became, once I got these.
You always had those, though.
Yeah, but they got bigger and, like, nicer. And then, like, people were of age to be able to touch them. Like, I was of age for people to touch them.
Got before, you.
I was a little young thot.
Yeah. you was, but when I think back about how you were, but people used to, like, shun you for that and be like, mm-hmm. oh, you want to strip and that's... Let's talk about that, how like stripping and dancing mm-hmm. and bartending and all that. You used to get dissed and be like...
Yeah, like I mean, when that's why like a lot of people, it's like 50-50 with me. A lot of people feel like, give it up because you've been doing it for so long. And then a lot of people feel like, it's about your time because you've been doing it for so long. So what a lot of people, like the people who feel like I should have made it by now or people who say I should give it up, I was like the test dummy for this culture that we in now. You know, that's why I don't never go on interviews and like talk down on the girls that's doing it now because they figuring it out just like I was back then. But I didn't have Instagram and Twitter to go and say, okay, this is what's going on. Let me have. I literally went out there and was throwing shit at the wall until something stuck, yeah. You know? Like, I used to not only work in New York, I used to go to L.A., I used to go to Houston, I used to go to Miami Strip. I used to get game from that, like, live in the flesh. You have to go interact with these people. So nowadays, it's a little bit easier, you know what I'm saying, for people to do it. But and nobody looks down on it. And it's like, it's crazy that people still shade me.
When you the OG.
Yeah, when I'm the OG.
When did you throw the OG in front of the name?
I threw the OG in front of the name, I think about 4 years ago.
Okay.
Right after Love & Hip Hop, because I already seen it. After Love & Hip Hop, and like, they could correct me if I'm wrong, after I got off of Love & Hip Hop, 50 million mini Nyla emerged. It did. And I inspire, you know, like I'm cool with that. Like I inspire, but... What bothers me so much is that the people who go and swagger jack or try to do what I did or try to make they artists or whatever it is, do what I do, they don't even have the heart to even invite me to their functions and
or
shit like that.
Or acknowledge that you was an inspiration.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think it's because, oh, well, you've never had records on radio stuff. I still inspired. You know what I'm saying? And this is no shade to nobody. This is all facts that I'm saying. And I feel a way about that because I don't come on platforms and be like, fuck people. I just be like, yo, what's up with my... Where's my respect? Where's my homage?
Quiet is kept. Somebody told me that... A lot of the girls on Love & Hip Hop mm-hmm. used to be under you at one point.
Yeah, they were.
Like, a lot
there's no,
of them.
There's to this day, there's no stripper, first and foremost. There's no stripper in the history of stripping, with the exception of my bitch Tip Drill down there in Miami. definitely in New York, there's no stripper to this very fucking day that could fuck with me on my worst day back in 09.
So you say fuck with you, you mean like you get on
like getting the money? Nah, saying getting money the way I did, brand myself that way. Like everybody has to come on and they has to do something else. I had a good 5-6 years run as a stripper. You know what I'm saying? Like I was elite from like 6 months on. My career was like in the dancing career world. I was it. I was the illest. You know what I'm saying? And to this day, like I see girls try it. You know what I'm saying? Even when I bartended for like the last year, because when I was going back and forth, I was like, oh, I don't really want to dance no more. So I started bartending my last year. So even with the bartending, like to this day, like nobody could see my record, like at all. Like the money, the birthdays I had, every birthday I'm making 20-30 bands, and I'm having 4 and 5 birthdays in 1 month. So
damn, could I get a job? I ain't stripping though, and I ain't doing no
doing that no more because I don't think
I ain't doing nothing strange for a piece of change. But you know,
nobody could fuck with my record with that.
You had Range Rovers and all that stuff years ago. Mm-hmm. The materialism, a lot of people are attracted to that. Mm-hmm. And you stop letting people see a little bit more of your personal life of you having the cars. I mean, you still go on trips, you still go shopping, but you really could show out if you want to.
Yeah.
Why did you scale back from doing a lot of that?
Well, back in January when I came back home from Vegas and Bora Bora, I throw in my little luxury trips, right? but when me and my fiance was over there, you know, we was mapping out for the new year because we went to Vegas for New Year's, then we went to Tahiti for like another 4 or 5 days coming into the new year. So, you know, around the new year, you map out what it is that you want to do for that year, how you want to progress and things like that. So we had finally figured it out, like, okay, this is the game plan, this is what we want to do. So we get back, and I believe January 7th, I got carjacked at gunpoint.
Wow.
And I had just dropped my daughter off right before I went to the I got carjacked in Elizabeth Gardens in the mall in Elizabeth, that mall over there by Newark Airport. And we got carjacked at gunpoint. It was a guy who had a gun on me and a guy had a gun on my dude. So we had just dropped jewelry off with the jeweler in there that we always go to. Shout out Elegant Creations. We had just dropped our jewelry off to get the diamonds put back in certain shit, clean up certain shit. So I do feel like we was kind of targeted, so they kind of ran down or whatever. Yeah, we didn't have shit though, so it was like, and then we got two people with guns that had guns on us, so it ain't no sticking your chest. I don't give a fuck who you are,
who you think you are.
Yeah, who you think you are. So after that happened, like I said, I literally had just dropped my daughter off, so they could have did this while my daughter was in the car.
If I
decided not to, you know what I'm saying. So after that, like January, February, and even March was really, really rough months for me personally. Like I had even started taking like Roxy pills and everything like that. What? Roxy's is like these, because I had got lipo back in October.
Got you.
So mixed with the lipo pains, because that shit lasts for 3 to 6 months, to this carjacking shit, I'm not going to lie, mentally I was fucked up. Mm-hmm. So I started taking these Roxy pills to kind of numb the pain, kind of got addicted to that shit.
And Roxy is, again, what is that
it's
again?
It's a fucking, like a perk. It's like a perk, right? Like a Oxy.
You like, right? Everybody in the room like, I don't know what that is.
Maybe it's just a Jersey thing, but I started taking these pills. Like, I was really like I went from January 1st knowing what I wanted to do for the rest of the year to like February, like fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm a strong person. So once I start, sometimes when I sit outside of myself, which I do often, and I be like, I know how to get up and fix it. All I gotta do literally is get on my hands and knees and cry and say, God, that's it. I need you. And those are the times when I'm the weakest and the strongest, because I literally feel him like, all right, well, you know what you gotta do to get yourself together.
Yeah.
So from March moving forward, I was like, certain things gotta be changed. Certain people gotta know certain things about you. You can't just keep being quiet and letting people have opinions about you and not saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the whole dynamic, and that's why it seems like a whole 360 change. But the first 3 months of this year was like the worst
critical times in your life.
Yeah, really critical.
After loving hip hop, what's the pros and cons of that? Because you know, right now everybody's seeing certain individuals getting lit off it, allegedly. So they like, oh, I gotta get on that. What's the pros and cons of doing a Love and Hip Hop?
Is that you have no creative control. You have no creative control at all. So Like with my, because I can really only speak from my personal experience. Whatever you go on and do, and however it works out for you, it works out for you. But for me, what I say, the cons was, because I had mostly cons. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I was already known before I went on Love and Hip Hop.
People
I
was hating you. Making, they was like, that.
Yeah, I was already running around doing my numbers, making my money. But so when I got on there, I just felt like they just kept putting me with people I ain't necessarily get along with, which I'm okay. I'm cool with, because come on, we know what Love and Hip Hop what it's based on. But they never gave me the opportunity to just have a chill conversation. Never. Like, I never was in a scene where it's four or five girls and we just chilling or whatever.
You always look like a witch with a capital B.
Yeah, or y'all put me in a group of girls that I don't necessarily like either. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only person on that show that I genuinely had a relationship with prior to getting on that show is Tahiri. They almost try to get us to go against each other because I said my Spanish girl quote. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So Tahiri and Yandy, I knew Yandy via Mendeecees. So I never even had like a really like scene with them. So that was the pro. The con about it is that you don't have no creative control, and the whole world was so scared to work with, to accept me, to even support me, because they thought I was a monster. So I tell people all the time, like, I regret doing Love and Hip Hop way more than stripping.
Wow.
If I had to go back in life and time, and I would dead strip, fuck, do everything that I did before I do 20 seconds of Love and Hip Hop.
Wow.
And this is no, like, this is, I don't feel no way to Mona. I'm not mad at her. I'm not mad at nobody over there. I just, that shit didn't work for me, and I regret it.
Yeah. So, What's the moves that you have to bust after that? Because everybody think you on TV every Monday. You should have, because it's the expectations of Annihilee. You don't got this. You don't got no record deal. You was around Fab. You not street fam. Why you don't got all these records? Why you don't have this? What do you want to say to them people that got this expectations of you that you might not necessarily even have for yourself?
Well, you know, I feel like people always going, you know, judge the girl first, you know. And all the rumors like, oh, she's fucking her. If I was fucking these niggas I was around, trust and believe I would have a deal. Because this pussy is so good that as much as y'all call me a thot, I'm the thot with the ring on at the end of the day. So this pussy is elite. If I was fucking these niggas, trust and believe that that would be the case. But where I went wrong at is I created these friendships with people and thought that these were genuine friendships that I was building. And when I realized that niggas wasn't for me or niggas wasn't putting me in position, I chose to fall back from people.
It's the mistake. It's the mistake we all make.
Yeah.
That we keep forgetting that this is a business.
Yeah.
It's not a friendship business.
Exactly.
So you think, yo, we good. Oh, he got me, and they like,
yeah,
nah,
and
I don't
they
got
didn't,
you.
And they don't support me to the same degree that I supported them, and I'm not bitter about it. I don't dislike anybody. I just was like, oh, yeah. What I did was I stepped back and I said, are they putting me in position to win? No. Okay. Because some people, they get mad and do dislikes. Like, no, me and Fab is still cool, like, right now. But I wasn't being put in positions to win. I wasn't getting no features with you. I'm just staying around. I'm just your sis. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool. Because, like I said, we still have a very good friendship. But on business time, you're not really doing nothing for me. You're not really looking out for me. So I got to remove myself and I got to go do something else. And that's
you got to go get your own bag.
Exactly. Even like Joe Buttons the other day, he had said on his thing, like, oh, I heard, you know, Naya's a good rapper. She went to Atlantic. That didn't work. Now, what happened at Atlantic is one of the top niggas at Atlantic wanted to fuck me. Flew me to Houston to see the Nicki Minaj concert. I invited one of my hoe ass friends that lived out there in Houston that I know like fucking, because I know this nigga want to fuck. And I bought the bitch to fuck the nigga. You not fucking me. And this is what I was doing for years. Bitches be wanting to fuck. They be wanting to fuck the type of niggas I be around. And then I would have these bitches around to fuck these niggas. And niggas is going to keep inviting me out because they going to keep getting replenishing new pussy. But that's what you bitches don't know. So with the Atlantic shit, and he know who the fuck he is.
Yeah.
He wanted to fuck me. He thought he was slick. He booked one hotel room, and his ass went to sleep with a dick in his hand. And I turned over and had my face to that way. And that's what really happened at Atlantic. It's not a lack of my talent. It's the fact that in real life, I'm a bad bitch. Like, these bitches ain't really as pretty as they supposedly on the Instagram, any nigga that come around me wanna fuck me. And it bothers them to know or hear that I'm a hoe in the streets, and then you ain't be giving in a it position like of yeah. power, and I'm not giving it to you. Like, I've said it in my records, I've said it in interviews, I like fucking with street niggas. I like fucking with niggas that's not in the entertainment business, because I gotta go in that world. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I'm not fucking you to get a deal.
So, I know you know Joe Budden prior to, I also know Sin, definitely. You know all of them. How does it feel when you know somebody mm-hmm. and they say stuff about you and you like, you know better though? Like, what would make you say that? Like, what would make you project that about me? Do you call them or do you, like, what do you do?
No, I DM'd Joe. Okay. I was like, Joe, you know, like, I've heard that I've been brought up on your show several times. Why haven't you invited me to your show? Mm-hmm. He says, oh, go get a record. And that to me is a smack in the face. Like, you got a platform where you can bring light to my music. You can bring light to who I am. And you don't give it to me. But then, like I said, I don't be holding no bit of things. I'd be like, all right, cool. I could show you more than I could tell you or argue with you. So when I DM'd him that, and he was sitting there basically saying, no, bitch, you got to get a record before you could come up here to where I'm already talking about you. That's what I'm saying. Like, ladies, you got to really separate these niggas that's your peoples and these people that's your friends that have these, that they in position to put you up, and they not. And don't take it bitter. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to burn bridges either, but acknowledge it and keep it moving. And that's what I was like, alright, that means just go harder.
You the Big Mama thing is dope.
Thank you.
And you was doing some other videos. How you, what's that? I don't want to put the app out there uh-huh. nothing like that, but it's
an app. It's a video
yeah, it's
app.
An app that you be using.
And
I'm
they
like,
need to cut me a check.
Yo, and I'm like, yo, I'm sitting there one day, I'm looking, I'm like, yo, how she do that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mastered that app.
Yeah, I don't see, how can I say that? I don't see why you're not signed, because what the world is getting, mm-hmm. you got all of that. You are the founders.
They want a puppet. And I'm not a puppet. I've never been a puppet. Back when I was living in when I was renting a room in the Bronx and I first started stripping, I wasn't a puppet. When I moved to the studio in Harlem, I wasn't a puppet. Like, because people say, oh, nobody ever seen you down. People think, like, but I've always been very confident. And that shit fucks with people. That fucks with people. People always be like, after they meet me, oh my God, you're actually really nice. Because people have this misconception of the confidence that they might see when they just from the outside looking in and they see me walk in the room. And I put in a lot of time into the outfit, the way I look, my weave braids, anything. So when I go out, I'm already, whatever my flow, because there's sometimes like, example, like there, like let's say it's a bodysuit that got like a little rip somewhere uh-huh. and I decide to wear it. I already know.
You got that rip.
I got that rip. And I'm comfortable with that fucking rip. Like, it ain't that big, bitch. I'm still getting these pictures. And I go out there. So that's how I feel about life. Like, I already know what y'all might attack me with. And I'm cool with it.
You know, it's funny. I think me and you, in that instance, we have a lot in common. Because based off of our confidence and the way we speak, mm-hmm. we get prejudged.
Right.
And then I be meeting people. They be like, yo, you mad cool. Mm-hmm. Yo.
What's your sign again?
I'm a Pisces.
Okay, I'm a Sagittarius.
They be like, niggas had me thinking you was, and I'm like, but you listening to catty dudes, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And a lot of dudes are intimidated by confident men and women, mm-hmm. especially women, you know, mm-hmm. especially like, why he's so confident.
That's why I don't got the woman support like that.
Yeah.
Because they all like, I intimidate all of them. Even bitches that like, I be looking like, damn, that bitch fall like, because I'm not going to say like, oh, I'm the baddest bitch in the world, nobody else is bad. That's not what I'm saying. But even bitches that, because the only bitch I look up to, the queen, not even bitch, the only woman I really look up to, you know what I'm saying, is the queen, Beyonce. But there are still other beautiful women that I'm like, damn, they doing their thing. And I come around and I do, to a certain extent, try to pay my homage and be respectful, and they still be intimidated. So for years I was like, damn, maybe I should humble. And then now I'm at the point where it's like, nah, y'all just uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, fuck it. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and keep toning my shit down to make you comfortable. Like,
yeah, exactly,
you.
Exactly.
You, fuck you, you now.
I'm not gonna dim my light so you could feel like that's how you need to shine.
Because nobody has a story. Everybody's like, Nia thinks she's all that. Nia's a bitch. Nia thinks she's all that. Nia's a bitch. But nobody has a story or factual evidence like, I went to Nia with this and she cursed me out. Nobody has that. All people have is the way I held my head up high in a party somewhere, or she hopped out of this car like this. You fell away. I worked my ass off to get to this fucking car. I'm supposed to walk out of my foreign because you walking out of your bullshit with my head down.
You supposed to go get a Hyundai now. Because
when I had my Honda, because this is what people don't realize, I had a bum-ass, dirty-ass Ford Focus when I was working in Perfections. I used to park around the corner, mirror taped on the side. When I'm doing fucked up, when I'm doing bad, I touch that shit. Not because I'm embarrassed by it, but because I know I'm working to better. And when I get my shit, I come out. Instagram got motherfuckers thinking they got to be raggedy to the rise. No, I had my raggedy. Twitter, Instagram wasn't around. Perfections, and you already know I was making mad money there. I wasn't smart with my money. I say this all the time. Yeah. I fucked up a lot of money. But I had that raggedy car, and I would run into Perfections and run the fuck back out. So I know when to pop out, and I know when to be cool.
It's funny, though, because, like, with myself, when I go outside, people see me in the street. They be like, yo, Doggy Diamonds, what's up? And I just be coming out the gym. Mm-hmm. What, yo, listen, I'm human.
But you used to be mad brolic at one time, too, though.
Yeah, but this the point that I'm making is that we are human beings. Like, this camera is for us to entertain and speak on certain things, to educate people. But I put on my pants one leg at a time.
Right.
I fucking take shits. I drink water. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do human things. And I think the way other people project themselves is like they're not human. So when you got a pimple or you got a booger, people like, yo, you see that big ass pimple on his face? I'm like, yo, it's people with 800 pimples on their face. Why am I special? Because I got one bump.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, because you made besides Halle Berry, we got to give it to her, you made the bald headed thing popular. Mm-hmm. When do you decide you're going to be bald and when you're not going to be bald?
I was telling my baby father that today. I was like,
your fiance, remember?
I like calling baby father, baby daddy, fiance, my nigga. I go
because a lot of girls, because a lot of women don't get that fiance. They get baby father.
I know.
Forever.
I see a lot of gender reveal and baby showers and wedding showers. I don't know what's going on out here in the world today. It's a mad gender parties and baby father be having a Burberry shirt on. That's the baby father not gonna be there if he wears a Burberry shirt. I told my baby father not to wear that Burberry shirt. Don't wear that. That means you're not gonna be here for my kid. I'm hip to that shit, especially you Brooklyn niggas. And these is jokes, but they kind of true.
I'm from Brooklyn, as y'all know.
Don't wear no Burberry shirts.
How do you decide when you're doing the baldy?
The same way, like the very first time I did it when I was 16, I dead ass just woke up and cut it. Like it just that day.
Did you realize you had the perfect head though? Like
nah, what? I just was like, I'm one of those too. I'm a risk taker. Like I just like, okay, let's jump and see if I can land. Like I'm like, I a little bit more like that back then when I didn't have my daughter, but I'm still like that. Like today I was like, babe, I think it's about time to cut my hair. He's like, but you just got to ponytail length or whatever. And I was like, yeah, but these bitches are getting me tight. And I feel confident even more with the baldy when I go out there to go against these bitches, man.
Was you listening to Onyx at one point or something like that? Like, slam, then I'm getting a baldy. Like, it wasn't that. But nah, yo, honestly, I honestly believe that is your trademark. That's your look. When I'm on your IG and I scroll across your ID and you have the long hair, I'm like, the fuck is she doing, man? Cut that. Take that weave out.
Getting
go
them
back.
Checks from Yazzie here.
Well, that's real. But, I ain't knocking that. But I'm just saying, when I look at your look, I'm like, yo, you the only one that could really pull that baldy off. You might have even gave Sanaa Lathan the confidence because she had a baldy recently.
Think she did it for a part, though.
Oh, all right. I'm about to say when I see
that's like my grown woman crush. Like, Sanaa Lathan, Nia Long, those is my boos. Like, you can't tell. Like, I love them. I can't
Nia
wait
Long
to see
still?
Yes, still. Like, right now. Because Nia Long made me want to cut my hair, honestly.
You talking about from Friday?
Yeah.
Wasn't Halle Berry?
Nia Long.
Halle Berry.
Nia Long. Okay. It's my personal. And I love Halle too, but I'm saying Nia Long.
Now, Nia Long is back. Yeah. And her sister Samoa had the short
haircut
too.
Exactly. Nia Long is my baby.
You didn't do the Nia Long.
I went all the way because I just needed it. I just needed to get all of that off of
me. She had the line and everything. She had the parts, everything.
But you know what happened with the bald head, right? the bald head is already associated with rebel and being strong and all of that. So I had that aspect already in day-to-day life dealing with that. Then I go on this TV show and I'm beefing with these people I don't really fuck with like that. So now that's another strike. So then now Instagram comes into play. Everybody named Mama is sitting there putting me next to Eric Snow, I think they put me next to. They put me next to Cameron. They put me next to Nas once I saw. So what happened was now I'm becoming a joke to people. So all right, let's take away that for a little bit. Because I'm not saying that I'm never going bald again. Y'all be scared when I go bald again. But I was like, all right, let's take that away from them. Now what you got to talk about? Kind of how like how Cardi B did with her teeth. Like, all right, how long y'all going to keep doing that, though? Yeah. So that's kind of how I felt with the hair. And then also in pictures, I don't come out as good as I do with hair. In person, I think I look like that's my favorite look in the world forever and a day, even if I don't ever go bald, which I doubt. I look mad good in person with my bald, my Caesar. That's my favorite shit. That's how I got some of the best tricks in the world, baby.
But you know what, though?
It takes away the joke. It takes away that.
But the memes, the jokes, you lit.
Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to get lit that way.
No, but what I'm saying is that this is how we have to reverse that. When you see me, did I have on these shades?
Mm-mm.
When you see me anytime, do I have these shades on?
No.
I put them on because people on the camera have a problem with me having them on.
Oh, that's
so cool. Now I'm going to antagonize you because who the fuck are you to tell me what I can wear as a grown ass man? Mm-hmm. Oh, why you got the shades on? I want to look in your eyes. I don't want no dude looking in my eyes.
People, you got to think too that like I get, and that makes perfect sense what you're saying with that, but how I felt with the hair, it was stopping me from getting jobs because we talking
that's
in a
different
day and an age where people, like, it's some of these bitches on the gram that got 2, 3, 5, 10 million followers that I know personally that I've seen, and these bitches look like 200 followers. That's what the fuck they look like. But people really buy into that, so these bitches is getting way
the
higher
perception.
Bookings than a beautiful bitch that got 200 followers. So what happened was people looking at my pictures and they like, this bitch ain't all that. But what happened is some people be like, well, let me just book her anyway, let me see her anyway, and bring me there, come to do the interview, host a party, whatever, and they be like, you're beautiful. But what about those people that was closing the door already? So that's what I'm saying. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm kind of giving away a secret, but I'm just trying to blow up with this little hats that I be wearing. Yeah. Then I might go bald for the rest of my career. Like, fuck y'all, I told y'all I was bad and beautiful, and y'all was just hating.
Because you know what's funny, though? I understand why there's a method to your madness, but see, with me, it's like, yo, we like what we like. And people can't dictate what we like and how we should carry ourselves because then they control us. You understand what I'm saying? So when I walk around the street, I don't wear shit. This is, you know, we action. You understand what I'm saying?
I like the hair, though, too, because it's not, to me, it wasn't, I don't feel like I was bullied to the point where, like, I didn't go through, like, a depression, like, oh, damn, people don't like
taking
me.
Taking them Rockies again, whatever really they was.
I didn't take it like that. I took it like what I just said. Like, like y'all, I'm going to have y'all dick ride this real quick because that's what people do in 2017.
Yeah.
I'm going to have y'all dick ride this. And then when I switch up and go bald, everybody going to dick ride that.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go back to 2013 where y'all was acting like the bald head was crazy just to show y'all that y'all just dick ride us sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's how I'm really taking it. It's not like nobody bullied me into it. I cut my hair today, tomorrow, whenever, and slap a wig on it 2 days from now. Like, I do shit based on how I feel. But when I realized that shit was kind of not allowing me to get into certain doors, then hold on, now we talking about my pockets a little bit, and we talking about something that's not
your like overhead is crazy.
Yeah, like I'm not bending like my moral system for cosmetic is not like it didn't.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, let me slap on a couple wigs a little bit, because people even people that didn't fuck me with the boy head, now all of a sudden I'm beautiful with this fucking. It says more about that person.
Is she was your best friend or still is your best friend, Stephanie Santiago?
Oh yeah, that's still my best friend.
She did Bonita Applebone, girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was special. Like, did she know how special that was? When
no,
she did that?
Knows.
Okay.
She's yes.
That was
she
life-changing.
Got several paintings of that. Yeah, that's a thing. That's a
that
shit.
Was very life changing. What I respected about y'all was when people were hiding their surgeries, when people were hiding, like when they were cheating, they would say, "I've been in the gym all month." The gym ain't gonna make your ass get that big. It might tone it. It might make it, you know, you might get that little cup, But your thighs, you look like a damn bumblebee. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You like the Planet's Peanut, dude, because your legs is mad frail and your ass is crazy. You were the first person I seen. This wasn't even Instagram. This is way back.
This
that
is
showed
YouTube. Just
the
YouTube.
Fat transfer. Mm-hmm. What made you be transparent and say, look, he taking the fat out of here and putting it in my ass. What mm-hmm. made you... That sound weird. Pause. he taking the fat out of here and injecting it into her, not me. You know, because you know they'll chop your words.
Yeah, right.
Shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they taking the. What made you be transparent and show the world that that's what you did?
One, I got the super discount, so I was okay. like, roll them cameras.
Yeah.
Nah, but two, it was like it's like it's just I'm always brutally honest. Okay. You know, and like I said before, you know, I accept my flaws. I'm not saying I'd be like, oh, I ain't shit, and I'm proud of not being shit. I'd be like, well, you got to work on that. But for today, we gonna keep on moving. So with me showing my surgery is like y'all gonna see me 3 to 4 months from now extra fleeky, and I don't at that time. Now I go to the gym now, like currently now, like I'm
I seen your
I'm
last post it. She was yeah. like you cheated a few times
but prior to that I wasn't really gym is life. I was like surgery is life. I'm going to give me another lipo because I got 3 lipos already. So what happened was I was just like, y'all not gonna see me fleeking and keep asking all these questions, just go to the doctor. And that's what I'll be telling girls now all the time. I tag the doctors that I go to. I tag the post-op. Go to them. I'm not a surgeon. I'm giving you the fucking source. I'm giving you the connect. It's like street terms, because some of these bitches, maybe they understand street terms. If a nigga gives
giving you the plug.
Yeah, go to the plug and ask them what the breakdowns and prices. Stop asking me. Please leave me alone. I mean, sort of, I might come out with a book about the plastic surgery because that's how much they be DMing me. But, like, I just was like, you know what? I'm tired of having that same singular conversation with 50 million girls.
So this is the last time she's addressing
it. Yeah, like,
it.
I'm
I hear
putting it out there.
No,
I'm putting it out there. Here's my doctor. This is what he did. If you're interested in doing it, go and do it. And I'm not only, because people are like, is he a good doctor? Well, I wouldn't put my name on something if I didn't really believe in it. That's why I don't even got advertisements on my page and shit like that. Because whenever I put something out or whenever I do promote somebody, I want my fans and my people who follow me to be like, oh, this is something.
But
you
have did the back room joint before, right? Like prior to the
doctor. Yeah, I got ass shots by a lady in her apartment in the Bronx when I was 18. Yeah, 18.
What is that thought process? Like, what makes you say, okay?
I just didn't want to die. I wanted that ass to be fat. I just was like, God, don't kill me on the way to this fat ass.
But you always been top heavy.
Yeah, I've always had titties. Because people always be like, oh, she got boobs done. Like, I never got my boobs done until October when the baby blew these shits up. I got a reduction and a lift.
Gotcha.
But they always been my natural, like, my titties.
So, when the baby come, how big? What
them
size?
Shits went up to, like, an F.
Damn.
They was big. They was my
You ain't put that
hurt.
On the gram?
They horrible. I did. I had pictures. But, like, I'm tall. I'm 5'6". But, like, my body is pretty even now. So, like, even when I go up and down my weight. Like, when I came back, like, from that surgery. Like, when I start going back out, probably about back in February. People was like, oh, damn, you was big. Because even been like, back in October, like, after the baby and all that. I would tell my friends, like, bitch, I got to go get this other lipo. And they're like, no. Because I've always kept the frame.
Yeah.
But that picture frame went from like an 8x10 to like a what's the biggest frame?
This shit.
Yeah, to this shit. And I was like, yeah, bitch, I know it still show a good picture, but this TV need to be on the small side. So yeah.
So even for the young ladies out there that might be 14, they see so many of y'all women in this the image of beauty, the big titties, the fat.
This is
ass.
A really good question, by the way.
And she says, I need that Nia Lee body, mm-hmm. and I want it.
At 14?
At 14, because they see there's no discretion now. There
right.
is no cutoff.
I see 16-year-olds doing shit. I'm like,
so she's saying, damn, Nia Lee joint is crazy. I want to get it. Like, how's she getting it? What do you want to say to the young girls? Because I want you to first answer that, and then I want you to explain to them what the post-op recovery is. Mm-hmm. Because I think they think... You get lipo, and in like 2 days, you back outside jumping double dutch. So explain to the 14-year-old girl why they should or shouldn't do it.
Well,
that's
I didn't get none of my surgeries and no body shit till 18. So if you 14, baby girl, you are going to grow up and fill out your body all the way up to like 26. 25, you still want your body gonna be making changes. So I would say have a little bit more patience, you know what I'm saying, and wait at minimum to like 19, 20 before you do anything. And secondly, I would say, and I've always said this from day one, even when I would run around and tell people I got my ass shots, is don't get ass shots. Do a fat transfer.
Got you.
Because ass shots can be anything. These people can be putting anything in your body. I've said this so many times. I even now, like, I had my ass shots prior about 18. I've had my ass shots about 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
Break that down, carry the one.
Yeah, carry, no. For like 6, 7 years, I've had my ass shots. And I still be like, I hope ain't nothing wrong in there. Like, I hope that. Because I remember, I don't know if you're familiar with this guy named Scoochie. May he rest in peace. This guy, Scoochie, he was in the music business or whatever. He had a lot of female friends and stuff like that. Some girl had to take her ass shots out, and she was already, like, married with kids, everything. Mm. And she was in this lifestyle, like, 15, 20 years ago. Mm. And I seen some of her pictures, and I was like, oh, my God. So that's what made me even more, like, let me let these girls know, like, a bitch is fleeky right now, but I'm not going to lie. Like, I think of that instance, and I pray, like, that 20 years from now, 10 years from now, that my ass is still good and intact. As of now, you know what I'm saying, shit is still doing its numbers. But I say, you know, instead of getting ass shots, do a fat transfer, because it's safer.
But not at 14.
Yeah, not at 14. Yeah. I say wait till like 19, 20.
I say 21 or 25.
I say 19, 20 because these little thoughts is in the strip club bartending and shit already. So I get it, boo. You got to compete with these bitches. I get it.
But you know what, though? I had just did my podcast before this. It was called Guess Who's Bizak. And I was saluting the women who can't afford to strip because they don't have the body or they don't have the mentality. And the women who get up and, you know, get their two kids ready, feed their kids, take their kids to school, and go work at Social Security and stuff like that.
And
because I think those women are really forgotten in this world. Like, everybody can't be a Nia Lee. Everybody can't be fleeky and get the ass shots. Like, because a lot of people's mother don't have that. And you love your mother. And your mother is the strongest person that you know. So I kind of wanted to have the women like you who did that and do that. Mm-hmm. And then we still got to salute these women who didn't do that.
I'm going to tell you where the problem is there with saluting those women. And I'm not saying all of them. But what happens is this. Those women that get up the 9 to 5 and do those women hate on the women like me way more than we shade them. So that's why it'd be so hard for me to, like, boom. I don't know if you're familiar, but, like, 2, maybe 3 years ago, Sierra had posted a picture laying, like, in some water. And I commented on it. I said, boy body, the whole fucking world killed me. Everybody killed me. But nobody speaks up when Sierra just released a song right before. And this is, I like Sierra. I love Sierra music. This is like, but I got to stand up for my plastic bitches too, right? Nobody said anything about her. Is that your girl over there? The one with the silicone ass and the Brazilian hair. I am friends with girls who don't have surgery, and I'm friends with girls who do have surgery. The girls who don't have surgery sit around on Instagram, not my friends per se, but I've been around, I've heard other conversations, sit around on Instagram, this bitch fake. You will never walk into a room full of fake body bitches sitting there like, look at that natural stomach. We don't do that. So that right there, as far as like the body shaming thing, it more so comes from the girls who can't afford it or don't want to do it, whatever. They shame us. It don't go the other way. And then as far as recognizing them, if they want to be recognized, they're being recognized in whatever area, whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. The Instagram world is not for them to be recognized.
And that's what I was talking for. Yeah. I was talking for the women that aren't in that light.
Yeah, if they're not into it, then our opinion shouldn't even matter.
Because I think that they feel like, damn, all the dudes is running to.
Nah, because I wouldn't even, back a couple years ago when I had the no broke nigga shirts and then I had no old bitches shirts and I did an interview and they said, well, you gonna get older one day. I said, yeah, and I ain't gonna be in competition with no bitch that could even come in a place with me wearing no old bitch shirt. So if it don't apply, let it fly. Like, it sound cliche, but it's true. So if you're a woman out here getting up every day, taking care of your kids and all that, you're not doing that not for the that acknowledgement of other people.
But what about the men that his
that's
wife...
That's their fault.
But think how tough it is. And I'm gonna blame the dudes for being, you know, immature. And you know, but you do eat with your eyes. You know what I'm saying? You eat with your eyes. So it's the look, you know. So what about the dudes that's like, damn, I ain't got Nialea home. I got Bertha. She don't have these three kids.
He need to take Bertha down into that gym and work out with Bertha.
See, say that though, because a lot of times he just come to the club and just give you the money.
Yeah, well, that's the in between them.
So that's that's why the women will resent you, and it's not your fault.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not your fault, but you know everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Women never take they shit. They deflect it off the woman. Like, you know, 9 times out of 10, when a bitch catch a nigga cheating with a bitch, they be beefing with the bitch, and it just don't be making no sense. Like, bitch, I ain't know that was your dick. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it, to me, it's a reflection of like a lot of shit that people do. A lot of people's thoughts is a reflection of themselves. And I'm not saying that like I don't have negative thoughts or I don't have my little hater day. I guess, and I sit there and be like, "Bitch, you bugging? Don't put that shit out in the world."
You did say boy body.
Yeah, like because nobody ever speaks up for the, like, nobody ever stands up for the girls who did have work done. You don't know why I did it. Maybe I was not me personally, but you don't know why that person did it. Maybe that body modification was needed for their mental sanity. Because some women need this attention and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that's right. Some of these chicks, though,
Naya, let's be real. Some of these chicks are going a little too far.
Yeah, they are.
It's stuff that I'm looking at like, yo, you could have not possibly got up this morning and looked in the mirror and like, I'm lit.
Some of these bitches is prostitutes, so it works for their job.
Well, I don't know about prostitutes. I'm just saying.
I do. Some of these thoughts on Instagram is prostitutes, so, and it works for them.
So how close do you sometimes in your evil state where you sitting there and you, you know, because you're not broke and you're not fucked up, but your evil state where you just want to say, this bitch got y'all fooled. She's
all
fake.
The time.
She sucks 17 dicks. I know this because, you know, a lot of chicks be having, you know, dudes be like, yo, you the most beautiful. I love you. I marry you. Do sometimes you want to say, nigga, do you know that?
Nah,
she stripped on her period.
Nah, not like that. But I mean, Only time I would come out and say something about another girl, because I got my dirt too now.
Yeah.
I know I got my dirt. So I be like, bitch, it's bro, Cisco. Let's not talk about our motherfucking skeletons, bitch, because I got some too. The only time I will say something about another girl is if a dude that like is my real friend. And I know that he's genuinely putting his all into it. And I know that she really ain't, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll speak up. And even then, I won't sit there and give out her whole facts. I just be like, nah, bro, slow down on that. You know what I'm saying? Because it still should be a sister code. And that's, and another thing, like, bitches be going to niggas like, back in the days, because now I'm married now. But back in the day, these bitches used to be like, oh, Naya's a hoe, Naya's a hoe. Send them my way, because you crazy as hell if you think a nigga not going to go and try that. And that's, like I said, fast forward to the other thing we said. That's why some of these dudes will feel incompetent, because they come around like and hearing and thinking Naya a hoe and ain't getting none. You know what I'm saying? So, like, girls always do that shit.
Can
though.
Your hoe card be deleted?
No.
So even that you married now, you a whole different person. You got the little, you said weave braids?
Mm-hmm, these my weave braids.
What is weave? Whoa. What the, so that's not your
hair? Oh, this is, no, this is my hair, but I'm saying I put the weave on top
of
it.
Oh, I'm about to say, I thought you had some shit, you just put it on like that?
Oh, no, this is the base.
Oh, gotcha,
so that when I put it on, it looks like it's coming from my skin.
That's like your, I thought it was like a do-rag or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's the base, This is my real.
So you keep them braids, and then you could just clamp the weave in there. Got you. Can your whole, so even though you're married now, whole new lifestyle, mother, you're not dancing, everything you did in the past is still, it's you can't delete that.
Nah, it's done. It's already done. And I think that people are crazy to think that you are who you are because of that shit. Like, the reason that I'm able to sit and be faithful in a good relationship, not because I ran through niggas, but because that was part of my lifestyle. And that shit was a downward spiral. Fucking around with this nigga, fucking around with this bitch, fucking around. That shit was a downward spiral. And don't get it twisted. My nigga used to be nicknamed Ho Handler in fucking Newark, New Jersey, where he's at. So we both acknowledge it. So when people say that they wholeness can be deleted, it's like, no, that might not be the right word. Like, you can change, you know. And I'm definitely a changed woman, but I'll never come on no interviews now, 10 years from now, and never acknowledge or be uncomfortable speaking about something that I did on my own. Nobody made me fuck around with niggas. Nobody made me be a stripper. That's what I did. That's what I had to go through to become the woman I am today. I don't want it to be deleted. I was a thot. A bitch is a reform motherfucking thot. And me and my niggas is thots together, and we be fucking with these bitches.
I'm not bringing her name up for any issues, but Amber Rose. You had the baldy first. She had the baldy, the blonde. Y'all have... She just didn't try to, you know, rap, but you actually rap. The slut shaming thing.
I don't know.
What's your opinion? See, because my thing is, if you a slut, shouldn't you be ashamed that you a slut?
No.
But are you going to march and say, hey, we're sluts?
No. That's what I was about to say. That's I'm confused. What we're getting at right there. Like, I don't, like, because, you know, I don't really, like, I feel like Amber took a serious matter and kind of made a joke of it. That's just how I feel about it. Because, like, I get some of her message. I'm not saying that Amber's completely wrong and I totally disagree with her. That's not what I'm saying either. But I feel like she took something that was so serious over there in Canada and took it here and made it a joke, made it kind of like, oh, everybody just be naked out there in the streets and I could wake up and fuck and suck. And that's what's going on with today's day and age. Like, these little girls, like, I got little sisters, you know what I'm saying? And when I was stripping and shit like that, and I had singles, I'm tucking them shits. Nowadays, bitches as big sisters, all that, they got all their whole shit out there and all of this, and they making these little girls think that this shit is cool. So, I don't agree with that shit that's going on right now. That's why I don't mind talking about it, because it's like, look, I was a thot. But I feel like as a woman, that's our thing. Now, we could move and finagle around these rooms and nobody know you fucked 10 niggas in there. I think that's cool.
But
I
did
think
you,
that's cool.
But did you see 21 Savage? He looked like if the flash come.
He might have been high, because I be looking like that when I smoke weed, so he might have been high.
But he looked like if you seen Get Out, right?
Yeah.
He was in a sunken place. He was just like this.
See,
like,
I only seen one.
He was
clip.
Like this.
He might have been high. Yo, but so I don't know.
But when you got a sign up that says I'm a hoe and I'm Captain Save-A-Hole.
Yeah, I mean, he support his lady. Like I said, I don't really care for what she stand for.
I'm about to say, if me and you was in a relationship and you wanted to be a hoe out there and you slut, I'm not going with you.
I don't really believe in that.
I'm not going with you.
I don't believe in none of this whole shit that's going on. Like, oh, everybody, let's just be proud that we hoes. That's not what, like, I'm comfortable with speaking of, and that's another
but
thing.
It was a discretion to be in a hole.
No, that exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like you should know how to move, and that's what I knew how to do back in the days. So many bitches and niggas was like, nah, you're a hoe, but niggas could not pull up my Carfax, and not because I was going out of hotel rooms and stuff like anamorphin, but because I know how to move. You know what I'm saying? So why would I want people to have that of me? Like, oh, this bitch is a whole thot ass bitch. Like, I knew how to move. That's why even back then when I was a stripper, I had niggas' wives coming with them to the strip club looking forward to see me. Wives.
Wow.
So you gotta know how to put your, you gotta know how to act. You gotta have some.
Gotta know how to be a hoe.
Yeah, you gotta move with discretion. And I feel like the world today that we live in, everybody just like pussy on the Instagram, pussy on the Instagram, pussy on the Instagram.
I'm gonna keep it real with you. I didn't like for the dick challenge and all that.
I did it though. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what bothered me about it? When I seen Erykah Badu do it, it was like, because that's like, listen.
That's the goal.
All right, but now look. Certain of us look at her like the queen mother, and you know she's woke, she's conscious in that. So then she was like, "I do this for the dick." It was like, okay, like all that shit that we gave you, we gonna have to get that back.
Nah, I don't think so.
That shit gone.
Nah, I don't think so. I think that you know you taking that too serious. It was fun. And I think that she, you know, I think it was just a fun thing for her to do. To me, it don't discredit her whole catalog of work.
No, she still can sing her ass off,
but she's still that bitch. I think that she was just, you know, I think that it's even funny, you know, and entertaining that someone of her stature, someone who has a catalog like that, to even come down.
But at this day and time that we're in, with all the chaos going on,
we gotta have fun too.
It's a lot of fun happening, but it ain't enough serious going on.
Nah, there's a lot of serious shit going on too.
Yeah, but it's it's only serious in spurts. Like, it has to be an event for everybody to get serious. But because, like I said, you got a daughter, so I know you A, B, C, D. And you, do you understand what I'm saying? That it has to be more of that. Like, I don't want to see nobody's mother on Instagram talk about what they'll do for the dick. That's kind of crazy to me.
Well, somebody's daddy is on Instagram and he wants to see what he's a sucker too. Yeah, but because any daddy dude, on Instagram, he wants to see what mama will do for the
No, thing. Because at the end of the day, this would piss me off, right? Like, any dude who do anything for the pussy, I don't trust you.
But these are challenges. Trust you because,
yeah, like, but the whole fun. Deal. These look,
are fun. Look, the whole thing of it is fun and you're making it not fun.
Nah,
you're
because like, if a dude, like, I slit a nigga throat for the pussy, it's like... Oh, so you're a fuckboy.
No,
you understand what I'm saying? Because it's bro
joking.
Code. No, it's bro code. Bro code, you never snake another dude for no pussy. That's just bro code.
Mm-mm, no.
Now, if I don't
these
know...
These niggas is sliding in a DM from your phone. That's listen, the type of shit that they doing for the pussy.
That's weirdos, though. So, all right. Yeah. I want to definitely get this out with you. Music. Mm-hmm. What you got going on... The Big Mama thing, is that available for purchase?
Big Mama thing is not available for purchase. That's Lil Kim's beat. And shout out to Lil Kim because she definitely showed me love when I seen her. She pulled me up on stage at a party.
Oh, shit.
And she was like, oh, I love the Big Mama thing. So shout out to her. So that was just a remix. Like, I've dropped a lot of remixes recently just to get the conversation started, just to get, you know, build up the attention on me because I'm not really a personality when it comes to, like, being on Instagram doing crazy, foolish, funny shit. Like, I'm a chill pot.
She ain't do no for the dick challenge.
Yeah, I did do it for the dick challenge.
I did it
on a party and bullshit show. I did. I had fun. I did it.
I don't know nothing about that show. It's Doggy Diamonds.
Yeah,
no
I did it. I did it though.
I'm the king.
I did it for that. Yeah. I did it for the show. But you know, I have Thick out right now with Trina. So now we kind of in the works with OT Genesis. Hopefully we can make that like an official remix and that.
Uh-oh, so she put you on blast, so you gotta do it.
OT Genesis.
So,
don't
Trina.
Don't drop the ball.
Let me keep
but Trina not dropping the ball. Trina is all right,
good. So let me keep it real. Keep it honest. Was that flu vocals or y'all actually was in the studio?
Oh, no. We flew each other.
Email
because she's in Miami.
Okay.
I'm in New York. But everything happened. Like, I sent her the beat. She sent me her verse.
Oh, because I was going to ask you about her butt and all
that.
Yeah, so.
No. What you mean about her butt?
I want to know how it looked in person. I never
it's
saw
it. Beautiful.
In person,
I was like, because I never, like before, how the record even got done is I did a remix to Certified Gangsta Drim Jones song.
Got you.
And on there, I was like, I'm the baddest bitch since Trina 06. You know, pay homage. That bitch is bad. So she reposted the video. Now, mind you, I've seen Trina over the years. We never spoke, you know, but we've been at events or whatever, and I'm not sure she remembers whatever. That's neither here nor there. She reposted it, you know what I'm saying? So I went up under the comments, thank you. Waited a little while. I was like, I'm sliding in her DM. I slid in her DM. I was like, you know, thank you so much. You know, I got this record, da da da. And she was like, yeah, babe, all right. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't even, you know, whatever. So when we met at the video shoot, now she got her dressing room. I got mine or whatever. And of course, I'm allowed in there. I'm like, yes, bitch.
Y'all got dressing rooms and video shoots?
Yeah.
What y'all think this is? 2009?
You know, we divas and shit like that.
I was about to say, y'all got trailers? Niggas is out there with 7Ds.
Yeah,
and
no,
like,
when I went into Trina's dressing room, I was like, yes, bitch. I was like, to that booty or whatever. And you know, she laughed. So Trina still got it. I don't know what the fuck these motherfuckers. Thing.
So my question to you is that what with women? Mm-hmm. No, I'll get back to that. When is that single out?
Oh yeah, no, that single's out. But my music, as far as me, first season the album December 16, 2017.
Got you. No, you mean yeah, because I'm thinking about the year turning. Yeah, you know. I don't even smoke a drink and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
And whatever. Then I'm putting out me and my team, Our Cut ENT, we putting out a compilation album in the October, first week of November.
T-Rex is down with y'all?
Yeah.
Okay. That shit
the grand champion. That is my, you know, he's the first person to put me in a booth.
Wow.
When
dope.
I was like, yeah. Because of course, Rex always been rapping or whatever. So I was like, Rex, I want to rap or whatever. He's like,
Rex,
right.
You was on camera eating box. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Niggas eat
box
every day.
Yeah, I don't care about that. That's why, like, I called him.
I just wouldn't have let no chick film me.
Yeah, me neither. I told him, I was like, and the doggy ears.
Was she at least bad?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Because she can't be looking like
but
foot.
But I mean, you know why, like, I still stand? That's my brother. Like, nah, I fuck a bitch up if they feel a way about it. There's a lot of you bitches niggas out here sucking dick.
No.
So.
Only way T-Rex had to be ashamed is if he was on camera sucking dick. Being that you was eating pussy. Yeah, like niggas eat pussy.
Niggas eat pussy every day.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. So
bitches eat pussy every day.
Pause. All right, so
you know, I'm trying to get them threesomes, so let them bitches know.
So, so your album is December 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Your single, That Thick Song, is it available right now?
It's on my SoundCloud right now for free. Okay. So try to grab that now.
Give them your SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.com/Naya Lee Music.
Okay, Naya Lee Music. What's all your social networking?
My Instagram is OG_NYA.LEE.
SoundCloud, then, you just gave that.
Yeah, and my Twitter is @RealNayaLee, and I spelled real the right way, not like Ebonics.
Yeah.
I don't have a MySpace.
MySpace? You mean Facebook? Nobody has a MySpace. Oh, okay, nobody has a MySpace.
Yeah, I don't have a Facebook right okay. now.
It's probably one of you.
My Facebook as okay. of now. Like whatever today. Today's the second. Yeah. As of October 2nd, 2017, yeah. I don't have a Facebook, but I will have one soon.
So, what's the best way when people want them features, bookings, or whatever? What's the best way to contact you? Because I did it. I know you personally. I could have went in your DM, but right. I did protocol, you know.
Right. Definitely contact Money Lynn Hobson. She does all my interviews, things like that. And she could also, you know, plug you guys with the features if y'all got the coins. And then I have a manager now, Morley the Martian. So, you know, you guys, all the info is in my Instagram bio. That's why I hate DMs. Like, hey, how can I? I'll be like, it's in the bio.
Yeah, no, they want that personal
thing. Yeah, y'all want to slide. You see this, Rock? And my nigga got a big ass dick. I am not fucking with none of you niggas. So stop being in my DM, okay?
Pause. Now, you bitches. For the affinity.
For you pause. Bitches, slide in my DM, okay?
This shit just took a different change here. So,
why the girls can't have their truth though? I would co-sign. You can't co-sign, but you can let me have my little time.
Because I'm a dude, and I don't want to listen.
I ain't going nowhere. Basically,
I want to hear about nobody
stop sliding my DMs. But you bitches slide in my DMs and be ready to.
So, me and you did an interview prior, and the audio got messed up. That's why I never put it out. This one is definitely gonna come out. Mm-hmm. You told me in the other interview that at your birthday party, you made like $75,000. What's the most money you ever made? That you said that was it, right?
Yeah, that was it.
Damn. Like, what do you...
No, that month I made $75,000 because what happened was I made $30,000 on a stage in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And for that month, so I had like 5 or 6 parties that month. So on top of that $30,000, I was getting my $5,000 to $6,000 booking fee. Then I would go on stage and make another $10,000. So in that whole month, I had made $75,000.
How you give that game up?
I really want this music shit way more. And I finally got somebody that is like, you know, helping me and supporting me with it or whatever, and also telling me what to do with the money. That because I ain't leave the game with no money. Don't get that twisted. That's what gets me tight. Bitch is like, oh, she got a nigga now. No, bitch. Y'all know I've been with these watches and these cars before I got my nigga. I just was spending my last on this shit. I ain't even know it. So, you know, now I have a guy, you know, my man, he helps me, like, with the real estate investments and things like that. And, like, now I'm looking at horses, like, my realtor.
Horses?
Yeah, horses pay for themselves, you know? People don't even know that. People think that this is a joke. I'm looking at horses.
Them horses going to be mad at y'all, though.
Why?
Because y'all took all they fucking hair at one point.
Yeah, but that's why we're going to be cool. I'm going to give them the best apples and shit.
Yeah. So, the music, mm-hmm. December 16th, we got to keep saying that. The name of the project is?
December 16th, first season, the album.
First season. Now, this coming. Is your first album?
No, my first album that I put out, well, EP, was The Snapback. I put that out in February, in February of this year.
So where can they get that at?
The Snapback is already on iTunes and Spotify now.
Pardon me.
So they could definitely cop The Snapback. It's on iTunes and Spotify right now. And stay on the lookout for first season of the album. It's dropping December 16,
2017,
baby.
Oh, so your visuals. Where could they see some of your visuals at besides your gram? You got anything on YouTube?
Oh, yeah, my YouTube. YouTube.com/NayaLeeVideo. All my music videos. Like, I got a whole catalog of videos up there. I've been doing this shit.
So... All right, this is Doggy Diamonds. I'm here with Naya Lee, December 16th. She's dropping that project. Make sure y'all pick that up. To your fans, your supporters, what you want to say to them?
I want to say thank you for riding this motherfucking wave with me, especially my day ones, the ones who remember the Stay Scheming videos, especially the ones who was with me when I was bald. all the way up to now these new ones that like the hats I'll be wearing and stuff like that. You know, I really appreciate the support. I really appreciate the repost. But I'm going to tell y'all something. I need a couple more reposts for me to go viral now. Y'all keep DMing me, asking me, why you ain't making it? Why? I can only go as far as you guys, you know, allow me to and help me to. I'm going to keep working. I'm not going to not work.
We need y'all.
But I need y'all, you know, because a lot of, like I said, people be like, oh, no, I think she's all right. I'm never above my little hearts now. I'm need my fans to repost, put people on to it. Not only just reposting on the gram. Tell your sister, your mama, your auntie, hide your kids, hide your wife. Tell everybody about it.
But I do want to defend you on something. A lot of people don't know. You know, I mean, a lot of people know I keep it a buck. Mm-hmm. She is not a bitch. She's not mean. She's not evil. She is regular. Like, she the type you be in the crib playing spades with. You know what I'm saying? Eating fish sandwiches and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, she's not Hollywood.
Like,
in any
you know what? Like, I know Jadakiss for a while, but I remember one of our studio sessions, you know, it was a cypher, and I was like, yo, I want a couple noodles. And this was probably like, I was probably like 3-4 years into dancing already. So, like, I got nice stuff or whatever. So the whole room looked at me like, you want a couple noodles right now?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, my nigga with a pack of Sazon in that bitch. And everybody's like,
my
damn.
My sodium intake was crazy.
Yeah, they was like, yo, like, and Kiss was like, yo, stay like that. Like, because everybody, like, they thought I was going to send somebody on a, like, crazy mission. And I'm like, you know, no matter how far, how much. Much money, like, I'm still gonna be that down, that Patterson Project bitch that want a cup of noodle soup after I smoke a blunt.
So, where you originally from, the X?
Yeah, I'm from the Bronx.
Okay, y'all winning right now.
Why
you post? Well, we'll talk about that another time. You supposed to be in that fold right there.
Yeah, but like I told you, the nigga from Atlantic wants to fuck me, and I wasn't with that.
But I mean, you know, it's always better when you get it organic.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm really looking at Roc Nation.
Oh, that's what it is. So what's up? You know, thanks
what's
everybody
up?
For
Roc Nation.
You want to sit on that gold couch, right?
Yeah. Now, I went over there and met up with Lenny and them. But like I said, y'all got to stop treating me like little sis and really take y'all time out and listen to the work, baby.
Well, December 16th, y'all going to be able to judge a little bit more because that project
first season
is dropping.
Of the album.
So, I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Nia Lee. We here, Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. I want to thank you for coming. Shout out to your team. I hit her on the DM. She hit me right back. Y'all was on time. And, you know, that's very, very important. So she's very professional. I don't want y'all to think she's some fucking bitch and you can't work with her.
Thank you. I like this outro.
You know, don't be scared because she's regular degular, like I said. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you got a booger in your nose, she'll tell you got a booger. You know, regular stuff. So
I put it on Snapchat and laugh
make sure
about
y'all,
it.
You know, make sure y'all support her. You know what I'm saying? Because she's definitely one of us. And she's very transparent and real. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some of these questions, people be lying. I ain't never got no lipo. I ain't never getting no ass shot. This is all real.
Yep.
She's letting you know. And you put out there on your gram that you cheated a few times and now you in the gym busting your ass.
Now I'm all gym, you know. Yeah. Now I'm all
so
gym.
So one day I'm going to get her to walk from like Jersey to Brooklyn.
Yeah, this nigga walk from 129th to 14th Street.
We do this every
like,
day, man.
Nobody got time for that.
This is regular degular. But you know, we
thank
we take
you for
it to
having me.
Like, no, I thank you for coming. And yo, we out here. Until next time. Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace.